Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of Kosafa Show as we look ahead to the Total Energies CAF Under 20 African Cup of Nations Kosafa qualifier that starts in Maputo, Mozambique on Thursday. The top two teams in the competition will earn a place at the Continental Finals next year, a mighty carrot to be dangled for the players and the coaches. This is especially so as the African Finals will in turn serve as the qualifier for the FIFA Under 20 World Cup that will be held in Chile, where there will be four African sides represented. We chat to Zambia coach Boyd Mulwanda and his Namibia counterpart James Brits about their preparations for the regional competition and what to expect once they are in Maputo. Defending champions Zambia and Namibia are both in the three-team Group B along with Angola, while Group A contains hosts Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Eswatini and Botswana. South Africa are in Group C along with Malawi, Comoros and Lesotho, and with only the top team in each pool and the best placed runner-up across the groups advancing to the semi-finals, meaning there's little margin for error for any of the teams. Let's first hear from Boyd Mulwanda, who lifted this trophy as a player back in the late 1990s and is looking to do the double as a coach.
Ahead of the Total Energies CAF Africa Cup of Nations Under 20 Kosafa qualifier, how have they gone for you so far?
Yeah, so far so good. Everyone is responding well to training, and we are putting everything in place to ensure that the boys come and defend the Kosafa and qualify for the Africa Cup.
Is there any pressure on the team to retain the title that you won 2 years ago?
Yeah, pressure is always there. Make sure when you're the defending champions, but the most important thing is to motivate the boys and advise them and to know that they are going there for the first time, and the kids that are coming again, they are all they're coming there for the first time to play as new entrants. And that, we said, yes, we are defending champions, but let's not be under pressure. Let's just go and play our game.
And where have you assembled the squad from? What was the process that you went through to select these players?
Yeah, there is a process that has been put in place by the technical director at Footballs, where you go through the provinces to select the eligible players, and they also selected some of the boys from the previous under-17 that participated in the Kosafa and the AFCON. They are part of the group, and some were eligible from the previous under Kosafa team that defended the tournament. I was part of the team.
Okay. So you mentioned there that it's going to be quite a new team. Obviously, the last time this tournament was played was 2 years ago, so we would expect that. But are there some players that have been retained from the last championship win?
Yeah, there are about two that have been retained. And the most core is made out of the under-17 that participated in the previous Kosafa. Have graduated the senior team.
And Zambia has, over the years, I mean, they've won this tournament 12 times before, which is by far the most of any country in the Kosafa region. Zambia has traditionally been very, very good at this level. What is it, do you think? Why? Can you put a reason to that, why Zambia has been so successful in the under-20s?
Yeah, I think it's just the way the selection process is done. Because we go through all the provinces to try and pick the best players and then bring them together for preparation, prepare them, and we try and encourage them to know that you're going for a tournament, and that tournament, you just have to go and win. You have to participate and win that tournament. And that's what happens most of the time.
And if we look at your group, you've got Angola and Namibia, quite a tough one, if we're being honest, but what is your thought on that?
Yeah, I think at this level, the good part of this level is that you're going there, when you prepare well, you just have to go and compete, because every team, every Kosafa tournament for the under-20s, it's a new team that goes that side. So what is important is the way you are managing the under-17s, because most of the under-17s are the ones who graduate to go and play in the under-20s. So we try to keep the under-17s busy and see that they are active, competing in some small tournaments in the country, and that helps us to come up with a team at the under-20 level.
And how important are these Kosafa tournaments if we take it through? I mean, now we've got a schools tournament as well, which is really kind of under 15 level. And then you've got under 17, under 20, and then the seniors. How important for you as a coach are these tournaments in providing a pathway for your players to go from the sort of those early teens through to the senior national team?
Yeah, They're very important because if you look at the under-20s, I would say it's the foundation for the senior national team. So you just have to be very, very careful players that could play for the country, because we know that these players, they have to graduate to play for the senior national team. And we emphasize and we tell them that you have to put up a very good foundation. You guys, for you to help this country, you must be exceptional and you must be focused to play for this under-20. And from this, your target should be playing for the senior national team. We don't want just our players who just play for under-20 and then we disappear. No, we don't want that. We want players that will consistent after under-20. We just have to go and play for the national team, because under-20 is the foundation for the senior national team. If we have a strong foundation at under-20, that means we know that the national team will have players we have to pick from. That is the message of pushing the boys.
And then the local league, the MTN Super League, are players at the sort of under-20 level, are they given a good run in teams in the league? Do clubs tend to look at under-20 players and play them?
Yeah, I'd say yes. The MTN clubs, they are getting some of the boys to play in the MTN from the under-20. And this is what they are telling the boys, that when you qualify for AFCON and you win the Costa Rica, it will increase your value for the MTN clubs to look at you and sign you to be part of their programs. And that once you are signed by those clubs, you may not be the commanded position in that club, but when you start working with them and training with them, ensure that you up your game and improve your game.
Yeah, and we also know at this tournament from past history that there's a lot of scouts from Europe and from the South African Premier League as well that come and have a look. Do you see that as a major motivation for players to put themselves out there and perhaps be looked at by clubs from overseas?
Yeah, I think from the previous group that went to AFCON, I think about 3 or 4 boys they went to Europe for trials. Which is good for us, and that motivated the other guys that came up at Pembo and told them, see your friends there in Europe going for trials. The same can happen to you if you wait for hardware. We are going there, scouts will be scouting, will be looking for talent, and you just have to wake up and prove to those guys that even that opportunity to go to Europe, go and make it in Europe.
Just lastly, Coach, a little bit about yourself. A few of our listeners might not be aware of your football journey and where you come from. If you can just let us know a little bit of your background.
Yeah, I think I'm very happy that I'm coming to COSAFA this time around as the coach. The first time I came to COSAFA, I came as a player in 1997 when COSAFA was hosted in Botswana under-20, and we won that cup. And this time around, I'm coming to Maputo as a coach for the under-20 national team. I have played for 2 clubs in the local league, that is City of Lusaka and the Bamako Football Club. I've won 4 titles with Bamako and several years at the club. I was the assistant coach for the Zambia national team under 23. I was playing the qualifiers last Olympic qualifiers, it was in Egypt. And I'm having that experience to that tournament.
We now get the thoughts of Namibia coach James Brits, who led the side to a silver medal in 2020. He returns with a new crop of players looking to go one better than that.
So first of all, Coach, I see you announced your final squad this week. How have your preparations for the tournament been so far?
Look, to be honest with you, we haven't had a lot of days. We only started last week, Thursday. So meaning we are in for 5 days currently. We started last week Thursday, and the boys have been busy. We just came from a friendly game now against one of our Premier League teams that ended third last year, and it really went well. So in terms of the fitness of the boys, I think we are okay.
And where is your squad drawn from? Is it from many clubs around the country, or is it mostly Windhoek based? Where do you pull the, or where do you scout the boys?
Look, there's a tournament that we normally have. It's a regional tournament where all the 14 regions come together, and then they play for one prize to be the region's Namibian champion. We call it the Namibian New Super Cup. So there we selected players from, and then also from the second divisions of all 14 regions, as well as the 3 first divisions and the Premier League teams. So our team is based, selected in the variety of the country, not just in Windhoek. This year we have less players from Windhoek.
And obviously this tournament wasn't played last year, so I'm sure it is quite a new squad that you will have compared to 2022 when it was last played. But are there any players that are carryover from there? Is it quite a young squad even for this age group? Are you sort of looking further into the future as well?
Look, we are looking further in the future. We have two boys that are 16, and then we have one boy that is 17, and then the rest are 18 years old, and some turning 19. So we have a I must say it's quite a young squad. We are not just building for now, we have to build for the next as well.
And this is such an important age group. I mean, obviously we have the under 17s, but the under 20 is really kind of the final preparation before senior international football. You know, as a coach, do you see that? Do you see the work that has to go into these boys to make them ready to be senior international players?
Look, I still agree there's still a gap, especially when you talk from a normal point of view. It would be nice if Gustav can organize something like under 23 tournament as well, because you know what is happening in Namibia. Most of the boys that are playing under 20, majority of them don't reach the Brave Warrior squad. Some are falling out because of other things, you know. They turn right instead of going left, you know. But I think if we can have an age closer to the senior teams, I think that will work for all countries in Southern Africa as well.
And then if we just focus in on your pool, obviously a difficult one, the defending champions Zambia, Angola, who are always powerful at this level. Just your thoughts on that?
Look, it will be. Last time we also played against Angola 2 years back in the semi-final, and we managed to beat them. But it's a tough group, you know. It's really tough. We have played against both countries before, and we know that they are powerful in African football. But you know, football, both teams are playing 90 minutes, both teams are playing with 11 players and with one goal. So anything is possible in today's football.
Yeah, and I mean, we saw Namibia made the final 4 years ago, again with obviously a different squad. But do you see that as a possibility again? Is that your goal, to be in the final two and qualify for the Africa Cup of Nations next year?
Look, that will be a dream come true. If I can manage to get that again, I will be very, very happy, because I also have my personal goals that I want to achieve in life. And one of them is that. And I will really be happy to achieve that if we can go to the final again.
And if we just talk a little bit generally about youth football in Namibia, do you feel like it's in a healthy space at the moment? Obviously, I'm sure, like in any country, there's perhaps more that could be done, of course. But do you feel like it's in a good spot?
No, I don't think so, because there's only two regions out of the 14 regions that is really doing development in the country. There is youth leagues. The rest of the other 12 regions do not have development teams. So I think we are far behind in terms of other countries compared to the likes of South Africa, Zambia, Angola even. No, we are far behind. We are not at a good space in terms of development. I think what we have achieved so far, it's magnificent, you know. It's something that we only thought that it's something that we didn't thought that we will manage to achieve. But I think we can do much, much, much better in terms of our development, because it's still way behind the other countries.
And obviously a tournament like this is one where I'm sure there'll be a lot of scouts looking. There always are. I know from Europe, European clubs often send scouts to this tournament. Obviously, PSL clubs in South Africa, I'm sure, will be keeping an eye on it as well. Do you feel like you've got players that, in time, have the potential to make that kind of step up to play outside of Namibia?
I think there is. I think there is. Definitely, there are some players that I think that can play outside Namibia. We currently have two players that play in SA. And mind you, they're even the youngest in the team. So I think there are some potential boys that can make it outside the borders of Namibia.
And then just finally a little bit on your coaching philosophy and your coaching background, where you know I know you've been involved for a while and whatnot, but if you just tell maybe listeners who aren't too familiar with your journey, just a little bit about yourself.
Look, I started coaching for the national team in 2018. My first time I by the grace of God, I managed to qualify for AFCON. We ended second in the COSAFA tournament, and then we went to AFCON. The first time that our country ever reached the AFCON in terms of the under-20. And since then, before last year, I was also part of the under-20 team, which we didn't do so well. And so forth. So this is actually my third year with the under-20s. I have a coaching license, B license, and I've also done some coaching pages in Germany as well. I'm also coaching a Premier League side in Namibia, and then I also have my own youth academy in Namibia as well, where a lot of players have offered to play in SA and also in Botswana from my academy. And my academy also produces a lot of players that is in the country's national team as we speak now.
We'll now hear from South African women's national team coach Dr. Desiree Ellis on her thoughts about women's coaching on the continent and what can be done to improve the situation.
So first of all, how quickly have coaching standards improved in women's football in Africa? Or has it been a slow process? Has it been a quick process? Has there been a massive jump in a short period of time? That sort of thing.
No, I think there's been a massive jump. I think before there were very few. Now you see there's women, there's courses all over. There's even instructors courses. Recently there was an instructors course, a sort of a refresher course, if I'm not mistaken. But in the past, it was very slow. It was just South Africa that had these, courses for women. And I think at the moment, still South Africa has the most A-licensed coaches. Whether they're all active or not is another matter. But I think it has improved where around the continent, there's now more courses for women. So that has improved a lot.
And have you seen that then reflected in quality of play?
I think so, yes. If you look at the countries that have now qualified for AFCON, it's not the same countries that were there. The last time, Tanzania, DR Congo, Ghana's back. It's not the same countries that qualified for the last AFCON. So I think a lot of countries around the continent are now being a little bit more active in terms of the women's team. And that is why you see the countries that are coming back to AFCON are not the same countries that were there in the last edition. You also look at the Champions League that's happening currently. Already there's a new winner. I am not sure where AS Mandi is from, if that's
Wafu. Mali,
Guinea, I think. They're not coming back. Someone else is there. It's called Determined Ladies, I think. And over the next couple of weeks, you'll be seeing all of the other CAF Champions League's competitions as well. And Mamelodi Sundowns obviously on their way to the US, and now UWC is taking their place at the COSAFA playoffs. So I think football is not standing still. You look at the teams that qualified for the youth competitions as well. Countries are not standing still anymore, and you stand still at your own peril. So I think it's really improved football on the continent. It's a pity about the Olympics though. Nigeria and were in a very tough group. I thought Zambia were in a tough group as well, but they scored such a lot of goals. So it is definitely improving.
And what more could be done, do you think?
I think more competitions, especially for the youth, because I think they only have qualifying competitions or home and away basis when the tournament is about to happen. And then you have some countries that withdraw, and some countries don't play in games until they get up to the final stages, and then they have not prepared properly. So more competitions. You have the WAFCON every 2 years, maybe another competition for senior national teams. You have the COSAFA, you have all these regional competitions happening practically every year. But maybe a competition like all the winners of these regions could have like a competition as well. Then for those countries that might not make the WAFCON, they get an opportunity to play as well, so that everybody gets an opportunity to play at tournaments. And I think that will really improve football on the continent even more.
That's it for another episode of the COSAFA Show. We wish all teams in Mozambique the best of luck. Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel, Spotify and iTunes. You can also get the latest news via our website at www.kasafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.